Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Hunkaminium-speaking Musqueam people. This is our 25th episode today, and I hope you are having a lovely day today. It's Christmas Eve, and I hope you are having a wonderful evening and getting ready for the festivities ahead. In this episode of Euronero, we will be talking about Eurovision 2000, and without further ado, I will dive right into it. Eurovision 2000 took place in Malmö, Sweden, after the country's fourth win in Eurovision in 1999, with the song Take Me to Your Heaven by Charlotte Nilsson. What made the contest in 2000 special was that the selected venue, Globe Arena, had capacity of approximately 13,000 for the contest, and this made it the largest venue Eurovision has seen until that point. This was a breakthrough for the popularity of the contest, and the era of arena shows started, with even two contests, Copenhagen in 2014 and Düsseldorf in 2013, being held in stadiums afterwards. Eurovision 2000 was also a game-changer in the sense that for the first time the Big Four countries, United Kingdom, France, Germany and Spain, were exempted from the relegation system and gained automatic right to compete as the biggest financial contributors of the contest. This started the Big Four era, which later turned into Big Five, which with the addition of Italy. Previously, Italy only joined automatically to the Big Four, only when one of the Big Four won the competition and received the spot reserved for the host of the contest. Eurovision 2000 was won by Denmark with the song Fly on the Wings of Love by the Olsen Brothers. This was Denmark's second victory in Eurovision, and they afterwards won another one in 2013, in total having three victories in Eurovision Song Contest. The first one came in 1963, if I remember correctly. I will double check that. Yes, and in 1963, Denmark won its first Eurovision Song Contest with the song Dansevise, performed by Grete and Jørgen Ingmann. This was also the first victory for any of the Nordic countries, but we will cover that later in our episode covering Eurovision 1963. In 2000, Denmark were far from being the favorites. In fact, Estonia was the bookmaker's favorite that year. However, they had to wait one more year to win the Eurovision for the first and only time. Olsen Brothers, representing Denmark, sang about the beauty of a woman which increases with her age. The original title of the song in Danish was Smuk som et stjerneskud, meaning beautiful as a shooting star. Olsen Brothers performed with such enthusiasm and ease that they positively stood out from the competition and looked fresher than all of their much younger competitors. It was a pretty young list of or batch of participants, let me say. The audience clapped along from the very beginning, and Denmark dominated the voting from the very beginning as well. I'm not a huge fan of the song, but it did go on to become a hit in Sweden, Norway, Germany and Austria. Now, let's hear the winning song of Eurovision 2000, Fly on the Wings of Love by the Olsen Brothers representing Denmark.
Summer night, when the moon shines bright, feeling love forever. And the heat is on, when the daylight's gone still, happy together. There's just one more thing I'd like to add. She's the greatest love I've ever had. Fly on the wings of love, fly, baby, fly, reaching the stars above, touching the sky. And as time goes by, there's a lot to try, and I'm feeling lucky. In the warm sand, smiling hand in hand, love is all around me. 'Cause there's just one more thing I'd like to add. She's the greatest love I've ever had. Fly on the wings of love, fly, baby, fly, reaching the stars above, touching the sky. Giving ear to fly, fly on the wings of love, reaching the stars above, touching the sky. Fly on the wings of love, fly, baby, fly, reaching the stars above, touching the sky. Fly on the wings of love, fly, baby, fly, reaching the stars, touching the sky. If you hear us fly on the wings of love.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. I apologize for the technical issues I experienced earlier. It's a new studio we have right now. It's renovated, and I'm still getting used to it. Although I must say, it has been the renovation has made a huge impact on the studio. I'm really enjoying it. It's just I need some time to get used to it. Also, as I mentioned earlier in the episode, it's the holiday season now, and AMS Nest building in the UBC campus where our station is located is closed, so I had to rush a little bit to start the show on time, to be able to get in the AMS Nest and start the show on time. So these are all accumulating and causing some distresses, but I will get over all of them and hopefully sail through for the rest of the show. Moving on. Just before we have heard the winning song for Eurovision 2000, which is the edition of Eurovision we are talking about in this episode, and the song was called "Fly on the Wings of Love" by the Olsen Brothers, and they were representing Denmark. This was the second victory of Denmark, and I must say it's a nice song. It's just I'm not a huge fan of it. Moving on, I will continue to play songs that I liked in Eurovision 2000. In the first few editions of Eurovision in 2000s, in the first few years of the millennium, there's not much politics going on, but don't worry, I will talk deeply about a big workers' migration from Turkey to Germany and formation of a diaspora in Germany in the next episode covering Eurovision 1999. In Eurovision 2000, the biggest political event was the waving of Syrian flags by the Israeli representatives of Ping Pong. Their song "Samia" in Hebrew, and "Be Happy" in English, was about the singer being depressed about the wars and natural disasters going on in the world, and also having an affair with a man from Damascus. The waving of the flags caused an outrage because of the two countries being locked in perpetual war since the formation of Israel through ethnic cleansing and genocide of Palestinians in 1948. In the early 1950s, Syria gradually gained control of parts of Israeli territory near the Golan Heights and the Sea of Galilee. These areas, which were of strategic importance, became a focal point of dispute, and tensions were further heightened by disagreements over Israel's right to pump water from the Jordan River and the Sea of Galilee. And from 1964 to 1966, Syria attempted to divert the Jordan River sources before they entered Israeli territory. This project aimed to disrupt Israel's water supply, but prompted military responses from Israel. Despite efforts by UN mediators, United Nations mediators, no resolutions were reached and hostilities escalated. By late 1966 and early 1967, these clashes were a key factor in the build-up to the Six-Day War fought between Israel and a coalition of Arab states. After the Six-Day War of 1967, the Golan Heights were occupied and administered by Israel. Following the war, Syria dismissed any negotiations with Israel as part of the Khartoum Resolution in Sudan at the 1967 Arab League Summit. Civil administration of one-third of the Golan Heights, including the capital Quneitra, was restored to Syria in a disengagement agreement the year after the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Construction of Israeli settlements began in the remainder of the territory, the remaining two-thirds of the Golan Heights, and these were under a military administration until the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, passed the Golan Heights Law in 1981. This applied Israeli law to the territory, and this has been described as annexation. The Golan Heights Law was condemned by the United Nations Security Council in Resolution 497, which stated that the Israeli decision to impose its laws, jurisdictions, and administration in the occupied Syrian Golan Heights is null and void and without international legal effect. Golan Heights remained under Israeli occupation ever since. So, going back to the Israeli entry, I will not play that song because I refuse to play a genocidal state of Israel's entries in this show. The artistic director of the band, the Ping Pong, Eitan Fox, defended the performance despite noting the protests. He said, as soon as we got off the stage, the faxes started coming from Israel saying not to appear with the Israeli and Syrian flags. The song referred to an affair with a man from Damascus, and at the end of the performance, the singers waved Israeli and Syrian flags. Eitan Fox moved on, saying the song is about love and peace, so we thought it would be a good idea to use Syrian and Israeli flags, because we would like to have peace with the Arab countries. Fox claimed that his group was being targeted by conservative facets of society, stating, "We represent a new kind of Israeli who wants to be normal and have peace. We want to have fun and not go to the war, but the right wing is not happy about that message." Having fun on an international stage is a privilege for the members of an occupying state, and clearly just saying that they don't want war is not enough to stop Israel from committing genocide. They have to be more precise and vocal about the crimes of Israel against humanity. We can see this from the very recent expansion of Israel's occupation of Syrian territory following the downfall of Bashar al-Assad, the latest dictator to fall in the Arab Spring. The new regime has clearly been supported by Israel to overthrow the Assad government, and they seem to be returning the favor by not opposing the expanding Israeli occupation in Syria. They are more concerned about the autonomous administration of northeast Syria, also known as Rojava, Kurdish for west, depicting that region being the western part of Kurdistan. And Rojava is an autonomous region consisting of self-governing sub-regions and is known for its universal, democratic, sustainable, pluralist, equal and feminist policies implemented with the participation of all people in the region, including Arab, Kurdish and Assyrian populations, as well as smaller communities of Turkmens, Armenians, Circassians and Yazidis. So that was the part about the politics in Eurovision 2000. Moving on, I will play two songs back to back. These are songs that I liked from Eurovision 2000, and they are from Romania and the Netherlands. I think Romania's entry in Eurovision 2000 is my favorite from that year. It's a very nice ballad, and it includes a pan flute, which is an instrument that I always like to hear its voice. Romania was represented by the band of Taxi, and their songs were named The Moon. And after that, I will play the Dutch entry of No Goodbye by Linda Wagenmakers. This was also one of the nicest entries of that year, I think. And I will be back right after that. These two songs and a break.
I knew it all from the start. I knew your eyes above my world, a little sun warming my heart. I betrayed myself. You are light. You searched into my soul to find love and found me hiding deep inside. You did see a way to set me free. Now I hear how the wind is playing with the stars of my night, simply cause I have you near. Now I feel when the moon is playing on and on and on with my heart, simply cause your love is real. Oh, I simply blinked and let a light give me reasons to be good. You did see a way to set me free. Now I hear how the wind is playing with the stars of my night, simply cause I have you near. Now I feel when the moon is playing on and on and on with my heart, simply cause your love is real.
Things out. Tell me something that I've never heard before. We gotta get off this crazy roundabout. No more doubting, no more fears, no more cheating, no more tears, no more questions, no more lies, no fear. No goodbye. understand why you say yeah. Oh, everything's just fine, there's nothing wrong. Something's been happening that we cannot ignore. Time for us to sing a different song. No more doubting, no more fear, no more cheating, no more tears, no more questions, no more lies, no farewell, no goodbye. You hadn't said, just say nothing at all. Cause I know,
let me go.
When you go, don't say goodbye. Oh no, don't say goodbye.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life, when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com.
I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my
tongue. A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx. ASPX.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are talking about Eurovision 2000, and right before the break, we have heard two songs that I really liked from Eurovision 2000, which were Romanian and the Dutch entry of The Moon by The Taxi and No Goodbyes by Linda Wagonmakers, respectively. Romanian entry was my most favorite one from Eurovision 2000. It was a really nice ballad with a touch of pan flute and a very nice guitar solo as well. But unfortunately, they weren't received very well and finished 17th in the final. The Netherlands also suffered from that. Although I liked the song a lot, they came in 13th in the Eurovision 2000. Moving on, I'm going to play two more songs from the north. I will play the Swedish and Finnish entries. Swedish entry, When the Spirits Are Calling by Roger Pontare, is a specifically interesting song for me because it celebrates the indigenous culture. And this song praises the traditions of indigenous people and their efforts to protect their territories and cultures. And for the Eurovision Song Contest, Roger Pontare wore a Sami costume associated with the indigenous population of Lapland in northern Sweden and also northern regions of Norway, Finland and Russia. And on his performance at the Eurovision Song Contest, he was accompanied by a Cree Native American dancer, a Thul Inuit, and the Norwegian Sami. I will talk more about the Sami culture and the hardships they go through in another episode of Eurovision, which I cannot remember exactly which one. It should be the Eurovision 1980, but let me double check. Yes, Eurovision 1980. In the episode covering Eurovision 1980, I will talk more about the Sami people. And after that, I will play the Finnish entry. After the Swedish entry, I will play the Finnish entry, which is by Nina Åström, A Little Bit. The song is called A Little Bit. And I will play this song particularly because in that year's Eurovisut, the Finnish national final, the massively famous metal band of Nightwish also took place. They won the televoting in a landslide. However, they ended up being third in the national final and unfortunately couldn't represent Finland in the Eurovision. Having won the Eurovision only once with a metal entry by Lordi in 2006, I say Finland must have missed a chance to win the Eurovision earlier and maybe one more time. So I played that song, the Nightwish's attempt to participate in the Eurovision Song Contest, in our Fun Drive episode this past February. It was a special episode covering some nice songs that I really liked from national finals of the countries that failed to make it to the Eurovision Grand Final. We will have another Fun Drive is coming up in very short time this February, and I'm looking forward to making another special episode for that. So let me play the Swedish and Finnish entries back to back. When Spirits Are Calling by Roger Pontare, representing Sweden. I also have to note that the When Spirits Are Calling My Name, the song When Spirits Are Calling My Name, original Swedish title is Når Vindarna Viskar Mitt Namn, and it's literally translated as When the Winds Whisper My Name. So this song was performed by Roger Pontare, representing Sweden, and Finnish entry of Nina Åström, Finnish entry by Nina Åström, A Little Bit.
darkness, the shadows of pain, and I'm leaving behind weakness. My people, my spirit, the home of my heart, you're with me wherever I go. Bring me the power, I feel the king of the land and the sea. I got a way to go, let me fight with my body and soul. With freedom in my heart, life will never be the same when spirits are calling my name.
And
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR, and we are talking about Eurovision 2000. We have just heard the Swedish and Finnish entries back-to-back. When Spirits Are Calling My Name and A Little Bit by Roger Pontare and Nina Åström, respectively. They both were really nice songs, although I would still prefer the Night Vision entry for Finland to participate in the Eurovision 2000. Although there was a very nice violin sound in this song, Night Vision also had a violin sound since it's a symphonic metal band or symphonic hard rock band, however you'd like to put it. And their song of Sleepwalker, Candidate song, was really nice too. So Sweden finished Eurovision 2000 in the 7th place. You must have heard the cheering for the Swedish entry because of the home country advantage. And Finland finished 18th in Eurovision 2000. Moving on, I'm going to play three songs back to back, three songs that I liked. One will be the Russian entry of Solo by Alsu. Second will be Nomiza by The Voice. And Nomiza means I Thought in Greek. It's a song in Greek and Italian. And thirdly, I will play Vada Hada Dudada by Stefan Raab, the German entry. The name of the song is a derivative of the expression of Was hast du da? What do you have there in English? This is a joke entry, a very troll entry, so I'm hoping this will cheer your evening up. So we will hear these three songs back to back, take a short break, and I will be back right after those.
Sitting alone here in my room, staring at your picture from midnight till noon, counting the hours, counting the days. You know that I'll miss you in a million ways. Now I wake in the cold, and this is getting old. No more stories, no more lies.
Just perduto tutto quanto, ferito e dopo pianto tanto. Infiammato dal tuo amore, io dimentico l'onore, brucio.
Ma la ftapu ma san chiso in posa come ma scoriso un chioso. Gli aforetti cusma steli, isoi che per i meni posso. Non mi sa cos'vorò, capio troppo l'avrò, ma è mosso apta, puma stella maglia, rosso vivo lo sai.
Ho cercato di smorzare emozioni da ignorare. Ho possime i mendazzi che ho di sedenta l'azio cronos.
Anno mi sa posmorò.
I just Hadden hadden doe de da.
Hadden hadden doe de da. Hadden hadden doe de da. Hadden hadden doe de da. Hadden hadden doe de da. Father had to do the da.
Watch this.
Father had to do the da.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress Of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discolly, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discolly to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. We are talking about Eurovision 2000, and we have just heard three songs before the break, back-to-back, which were Russia's entry, solo by Alsu, Cypriot entry, Nomiza by Voice, and Vada Hada Duda Da by Stefan Raab, the German entry. The Russian and German entry were received very well, although the German entry was a troll entry. And Russia finished second, and Germany finished fifth in the Eurovision 2000. In the meanwhile, Cyprus didn't do as well, and they finished 21st with only 8 points, if I remember correctly, but I have to double check that. So Cyprus had a love ballad in Greek and Italian, but unfortunately didn't perform very well. So I'm going to wrap up the episode here today. Thank you all so much for listening, and before wishing you a very happy holiday season, I will introduce the last two songs that I'm going to play. As always, I'm going to close the show with two very nice ballads, which will be the Irish entry of Millennium of Love by Eamon Toll and Croatian entry of Kad Zaspo Anjeli by Goran Karan. These are very nice ballads, and you can still hear the powerful Irish entries in Ireland's song this year, although the quality of the songs and the performance starts to decline in the upcoming years. But as we move forward in Euro on Euro, as we go backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year, you will see wonderful Irish entries. There's one particular Irish winner and winning entry that I'm really keen to play, but I will not tell which one yet. As I said, Irish entry and Croatian entry are very nice ballads, and they will be wrapping up our show for today. Irish entry of Millennium of Love by Eamon Toll finished sixth in the grand final, and creation entry of Kadzat Po Anjeli, meaning when angels fall asleep, finished 9th in the Eurovision 2000. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I wish you a very happy holiday season, starting with Christmas ahead, other holidays, and the New Year's, of course. I hope 2025 will be a better year than all the previous ones were, and I wish I hope to meet you again in our upcoming episode in January 21st in the next year. I hope you have a great holiday season. Enjoy it with your loved ones, with health, happiness, and I hope 2025 brings all the joy, happiness, health, and success, and every nice thing you wish to you. And I hope to meet with you again in our upcoming episode. Until then, take care and goodbye.
Nature's child lays beside a mother's broken heart. We stand denied the power and glory. Bitterness can't feed the hungry. Hate just leaves us cold. It's time to change it. I lit a candle. In a dream I thought I heard liberated voices crying freedom. Open hearts, open doors, in truth and honesty. Let wisdom be the guiding light.
Nek srce lupa kao da je Sve svijeće svijeta nek se za nas upale. Čuvaš kada zaspu anđeli. Poljubi me i budi tu, nek se zalupa kao da je prvi put. Poljubi me, pomoli se. Sve svijeće svijeta nek se za nas upale. Čuvaš kada zaspu anđeli.